Now happy to be joined by the head coach at William & Mary, Mike London. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. An exciting game with Monmouth. You guys come out on top 31-28 after the struggles of the past few weeks. Went in a game that way. How rewarding was that for you and your team?
Well, obviously, anytime you get a chance to, you know, to win on the positive side of things and kind of the way it finished, I mean, there's a lot of energy and emotion that goes on with that. Coach Callahan, Monmouth football, I tell you what, they're a really, really, really good talented football team. Their running back is elite. He's amongst the best in the country. And, you know, he did a phenomenal job. But, our hat goes off to them, but also to the players about resiliency and finishing, the stick-to-itiveness, just all those kind of things, back and forth. And, to see kind of a gutsy effort down there towards the end was significant for us. And, you know, we've been in close games like that and had a chance to win them. But we want to continue to keep doing things to show kind of an identity of, you know, not folding when the time comes to make those plays. And in the very end, of all people, a true freshman, you know, has an opportunity to be involved in that play that the field goal was no good.
What did you see in that play? What was he able to do to be able to get to that ball?
Yeah, you know, Gent Vinzi has been doing a really good job for us. He's a true freshman that's been playing the nose tackle position for us. He's kind of an ally, Zaquan Bassant that we had last year. Mm-hmm. He's strong. He's got great leverage, but basically in the field goal situation, the field goal block situation, you know, we had our team in there that was guys that had high vertical jumps, and you know, all the measurables, you want guys in there that can get push, and he happened to be able to get up under the offensive lineman that was in front of him and knock him back. And as the place kicker kicked the ball, I believe it bounced off his helmet. And then that was basically the block. So, it's you want good push upfield. I remember when I was here before that Bill Murray had done really good job of you know, us getting up front, getting push, and getting his hands up and things like that. But Gant did a good job getting underneath the offensive player and with the pushback that ended up ball ended up hitting his helmet and deflected off and away. And that was it. So happy for him, happy for the team, gutsy performance. And now it's on to the next one.
Offensively, that passing game that you've been kind of searching for the past few weeks, 283 yards, career high for Darius, obviously some big games from JT Mayo and Sean McElwain. What did you like about what they were able to do and what clicked on Saturday?
Yeah, it's been one of Darius's best games, and it's great. We need him to keep getting better as we start going down the stretch here. He trusts his reads. He was fundamental in a lot of things that, you know, we were asking him to do. Did a good job, but when he had to use his legs, he used his legs. But we really pretty accurate. I mean, he threw the ball well. And when you have a guy like JT Mayo, as you mentioned, Hollis Mathis, you know, playing more receiver, Sean McElwain, who was obviously the CAA rookie of the week with over 100 yards reception, then that helps. It helps a lot. You take some of the pressure off the run game, even though Malachi Emo had over 100 yards, but it allowed Darius to be multidimensional in terms of throwing the ball with accuracy, getting those explosive plays, himself running the ball, us running the ball, and then just playing a more of a complete game. So very, very happy for the production that those guys had on the other side of the ball.
Lachlan Pitts was such a big part of your passing game last year from that tight end spot, and I'm not necessarily trying to make a comparison with the freshman, but how much did it help to have that threat as a receiver from the tight end spot now with Sean?
Well, it's extremely helpful because, you know, the matchups that you try to create, if he's in the slot, you know, or in the position in the backfield that maybe a safety has to take a man-to-man, maybe an outside backer does. I mean, Sean's about, close to 6'5 right now. So you hope that matchup, even if you throw the ball up there, former basketball player, that he can go up and get it. You know, so you want to try to keep finding matchups that you can emphasize the skill set of the player that you're throwing it to or giving the ball to. And coaches did a good job this week of identifying the who and the what, and then use it as a game plan. So very, very happy for him, and look forward for Sean having more explosive games, impactful games as well.
Your offense as a whole in that second quarter had three drives, all that were at least 11 plays, all over 80 yards. How good was that quarter, and what was the key, and what was clicking so well during that that stretch?
Yeah, and that was amazing. The kickoff that they get a penalty, so we started like on the 11-yard line. They drove 80 something yards. The next was I believe a pooch punt that that they downed, that was downed inside the 15-yard line. Another long drive by our offense. And then one was a rugby style punch that happened to roll a little bit, and where they got the ball, where we got the ball, was another extended drive. So I thought our offense did a great job of putting successive drives together. The third down situations, we did a good job in the third down situation. And then right before half, which was critical, being on the 1 yard line going forward on fourth down, going for the touchdown. So that was critical as well. So very highly efficient in terms of moving the ball from that standpoint, given the field position. And and we were able to come back out. Second half, not as many touchdowns scored, but scored a touchdown, kicked the field goal. Defensively, as I said, I don't know if you contain Sheridan, the running back, because he is explosive. He had a, third quarter, it was kind of flipped. We scored three touchdowns in the first half, and then they scored three in the second half, and two of them were his. He had a 75-yard run and a 45-yard run, and it was. Like I said, he's a good football player, excellent. But in the end, being able to be resilient enough to hold in there and make that big play at the end was critical.
How about after they're down and get up 28-24 in the second half, and as again, you guys have had tough stretch the last few weeks. What was the mood on the sideline there to before that you go out and get the drive that actually ends up being the winning drive of the game?
Yeah, it was a highly positive mood. It was, offensive guys standing up cheering for the defense when they're in. Defensive guys when the offense was out there standing up cheering for the offense. And so, it takes everybody's effort. It's special teams effort, all those things. And the mindset is again the thing that's been created here in the past, and it was what was needed to be, to example out there on the field. Like I said, you're playing another good football team that's highly explosive. The receiver, I think Damir Miller was targeted 12 times, and he's a phenomenal player in of itself. But we made the plays, got the one backup. We got the one turnover down there in the red zone that we were able to drive, and we didn't have any ourselves. So this is about how many turnovers can you get? Where do you get the ball? Can you limit the third down opportunities? And so, ultimately, at the very end, I thought we did a pretty good job of playing a really good football team.
Question this morning from Connor Riel. Go ahead, Connor.
Hey, Coach. You mentioned how they were able to remain positive on the sideline when things were getting a little adverse for you guys. I'm wondering what you attribute that to. Is that a leadership thing, an experience thing, the fact that the team just knows how talented they are? How are they able to maintain the positivity in the midst of that situation?
I mean, great question, Connor. I mean, obviously, probably a little bit of everything that you said, a leadership thing that can be demonstrated by the older guys and then taken and then following as an example by Sean McElwain. Gent, who blocked the field goal. A lot of freshmen that we have been playing, or redshirt freshmen that were playing, just following the lead of some of these other guys that are older guys that have been there, done that. And so, we have that kind of belief and faith, and know that good things happen in the game, bad things happen in the game. It's your ability to respond to those things, and when it's demonstrated by a quarterback, Darius, Wilson has probably had one of his best games in a while, that maintains his composure and says, "Coach, just give me the ball. I'll do whatever we need to do to win." Then it's leadership, and I give all the credit to the players.
Mike, before I let you go, certainly another challenge for your team against an Albany team that is playing extremely well. both on offense and on defense as you started to look at them? What are some of the challenges they present for your team?
Another really good football team once again, demonstrated performance on the field. They defensive, they got, two guys on the edge that are, they're electric. I mean, they're really, really good. Their quarterback is athletic. He's tough. The running back's downhill guy. Coach has receivers that can go get it. We talk about contested balls being thrown in the air. They'll go up and they'll go get it. And so, again, what we have to play our best football game, all three phases, and not, not ebb and flow as much, because they can get you, offense, defense, and even their special teams play. But, this is the latter part of the CAA where a lot's going to be decided, as we all know. It's been that way for forever. And, everybody's got their key games and the moments where they're going to have to rise up on the road or at home. And this is another on the road game for us, but we're looking forward towards the challenge.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Albany, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Take
All
care.
right, thank you.